the arrival of 2021 does not wipe the slate clean as far as the pre-2020 commitments under the convention are concerned. Therefore, we believe that the long-term finance process under COP is important. It should not end in 2020, and the long-term finance work program should be extended. Another learning is that although the UNFCCC is amongst the more fairer multilateral processes, yet we have not been able to agree on what constitutes climate finance and what are the acceptable accounting methodologies for it. We stress the need for a multilaterally agreed definition of what constitutes climate finance. Related to this is the issue of transparency. A colleague from the Environmental Integrity Group stressed the importance of transparency. We believe that the cause of transparency in climate finance would be served greatly if we do have a definition of climate finance. What is mobilized, what is delivered, what is received, and how it is utilized. Now, this work could possibly be entrusted to the Standing Committee on Finance. To build trust, it's also very important to initiate a process under the UNFCCC instead of relying on external reports for reviewing progress under the $100 billion per annum goal. The world cannot debate endlessly on the quantum of support that was mobilized. Therefore, it's important to have a process under the UNFCCC itself that would undertake an assessment of the progress towards this goal. Without repeating the other points that have already been made, allow me to say that we are looking forward to the December 12 event that is being hosted by the presidency for declarations of high ambition on climate finance from the developed countries.